This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID hospitalizations in Colorado are below 300 for the first time in nearly 2 months. The state says almost two-thirds of those patients in the hospital were unvaccinated. The positive test rate is 9%, also down from recent weeks. COVID vaccination rates for kids 5 and under are lagging far behind other age groups in Colorado. In a survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation, parents say they think the vaccine is more risky to their young children than the virus itself. About one quarter of Colorado children under 9 have received at least one dose of the vaccine, about half the vaccination rate for older kids. The latest numbers on the pandemic in Colorado are at CPR.org. A Colorado election official is asking Congress to stand up for election workers. Matt Crane, the Republican executive director of the Colorado County Clerks Association, told the Senate Judiciary Committee about the threats against election workers across the state. He says many election officials want to beef up security, but they don't have the money.
Unfortunately, it's more necessary than it's ever been before because of the level of threats that have been coming against local election officials. So we need more federal funding to be able to secure not just our people, but our facilities and our equipment as well.
Crane told senators he thinks the rising number of threats comes as elected leaders have not called out lies that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Tickets go on sale tomorrow for the next season of the DCPA Theater Company in Denver. The season features new work and old favorites, a stage adaptation of The Color Purple, and the holiday favorite, A Christmas Carol. This is CPR News and KRCC.